8:32, and we should be live. Should be live. Okay, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Yep, we are live. For those of you that don't know, my name is Will Johnson. My website is uniteamericafirst.com. We're going to talk about the radical left. They have this movement now. It's the Summer of Love, Shannon. It's the Summer of Love 2.0. Y'all know what that is? Y'all remember that, right? Remember the first Summer of Love?
I'm not feeling the love, actually.
You're not feeling the love?
I'm not.
You're not feeling the love? Yeah, you know, I'm not feeling the love either, but, you know, this is the left Summer of Love 2.0.
That's true.
I didn't feel the love in Summer 1.0. I wasn't feeling any love then. You know, there's a whole bunch of them out there that was really wanted to beat me up. They were really thinking about bringing harm to me. These people, they don't see me the same way as they see other people. So they're very violent. They're very hateful. But we are talking about the Summer of Love 2.0. And I want to share some of the information with you about this Summer of Love 2.0. So is it going on Rumble? Now, I know I put it in there. Yeah, so it should be.
Seems like it's delaying a little bit here.
Should be in there. I know sometimes, for some reason, Rumble does get a little delayed. And I'm not sure why it does, but it does. Okay, hopefully we. Yep, there it is. It's there. It's there. I was just being a little impatient.
There we go.
I was just being a little impatient. It is there. All right, cool. All right, let me drink some of my own Kool-Aid here. I wish I didn't have to do this, but I do. And because what I have to do is I have to go, if I want people to see it on X, because I'm live on Rumble right now and I'm live on X. But if I want people to see it on X, I have to go to where they have the live video feed. And then once I get there to the live video feed, then I can hit the share button. And then I'm going to put in here, let me do a talk to text. Let me see, where we at? The left pushing for Summer of Love 2.0, comma, buckle up, exclamation point. Yep, that's pretty much what it is, right? All right, cool. I shared it out. All right, let me just get right to it here. And sorry again. You know, I want to, before I go to the Summer of Love, I want to share with you this whole agenda. You know, there's an actual agenda where they're trying to convince people that the Summer of Love is a movement that they want everyone to embrace. And it's all a demonic thing that they're doing here. And mainly it comes down to them pushing the whole woke agenda, with them pushing transgender, wanting to mutilate kids, you know, the female's breasts, male's genitals. This is all part of the Summer of Love 2.0. It really is. And I'm going to share the reason why I believe that tonight. And it's not even my belief. It's just looking at this information. It's like presenting itself. Oh, okay. And I've talked about the Summer of Love coming up, you know, months ago. I talked about it months, more than 6 months ago. I said, they're more than likely going to have another episode or something. And at the time, I'm like, I don't know what it is. This is before October 7th happened in Israel. I didn't know what it is. And then I started seeing how they're making this movement go with the whole, you know, Hamas Palestinian terrorist supporters here in the United States of America, but not even just here in America. That movement is all over the planet. That's why I believe that we're living in biblical times. I believe what we're seeing is happening because what the Bible has told us. You understand what I'm telling you? That's the reason why I believe that it's all happening right now. And that's the reason why I see it happening to us right now. So with that said, let me play one of the first things with this movement, which is all connected with the Summer of Love. This first thing, this first movement that they're doing, targeting children. And they try to come across like they're all innocent about it. Like this is all, you know, just, you know, no harm. We're just changing with the times. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Dean Alex Trianis, and I use the pronouns he and him. At Carey Business School, we strongly support the principles of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. We want our school to be a place where everyone feels welcome and a part of our community. And we want our graduates to emulate these ideals in society. One of the things each of us can do to express our values is to share our own preferred pronouns and to respect the pronoun choices of others. It's a small step that tells others we are a welcoming community, we embrace diversity, and that we support all gender identities.
You hear this? See, you see, this is a woke agenda. They're confusing the children as young as possible. And I remember when I first started seeing how they were targeting children like this, and I used to tell people, this was years ago when I lived in California, they're targeting children at such a young age, so when they become our age, that all this perversion will be normal. Like, for example, when I was born into this world, I look up in the sky, there was already airplanes in the sky. So I didn't look up and like, oh my goodness, what is that? What is that? No, I looked up and I'm like, oh, plane. Because I saw them on television, black and white television at the time. I'm getting up age, right? But I knew what it was. It was an airplane in the sky because I have airplane toys. Plane. I didn't have, you know, it wasn't nothing to me. Same thing with them pushing this agenda, pushing it young, pushing it on the young. By the time they get our age, his age, it will be the complete norm. They will say, what are you talking about? It's always been this way. For me, it's always been airplanes in the sky. I know it's not the case based on history, but they want to teach children. They won't tell children. They'll tell children, well, you know, there used to be these hateful Christians and they didn't want you to live this way. They didn't want you to be happy. They didn't want you to be the who you are. They did not want you to be who you are, the way you are, the way God intended you to be, not with breasts. Not with genitals. You need to cut those off and be the way that you feel. How demonic is that?
It's my pleasure to be a part of the Business of Pronouns initiative organized by the Cary Business School community. This is an important step in our lifelong journey to foster belonging for everyone in our society.
I mean, come on. See, this is the reason why I share this stuff with you. And, you know, I couldn't share that on Facebook. There's no way they'll allow me to share that on Facebook. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If I were to share that on Facebook, take it down immediately. Like right now, people talking about Hamas on Facebook, they're getting their videos taken down. If you talk about the KKK, they're getting the videos down. Why would they take your videos down, Will Johnson, if you're talking about the KKK? Because, you know, the white racist Republicans. No, you know what it is? If you tell the truth about the KKK, about they're actually Democrats and who created the KKK, then they're taking those videos down because they don't want factual information. They want disinformation. And then they turn around and call the factual information fake news, disinformation, because it's not the news that they want people to know. Right? That's not the news they want people to know. Which brings me to the chaos. This is the Summer of Love 2.0. Look at this. Look at this. Just getting buck wild. And the very fact that this is happening like this, right? Because no one should be supporting Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization. If you Google Hamas, it will tell you. Even Google still, they haven't updated it yet. I'm suspecting that at some point they're going to update it. But as of right now, Google will acknowledge that Hamas is a terrorist organization. And now you got these people out here supporting Hamas. The whole point of Hamas is to kill Israelis. So anybody that's coming out there saying that they are Hamas, they should be arrested and tried for treason in the United States of America. Imagine if you were out there protesting because the way the Democrats hate Russia. Oh, my goodness. They hate Russia with a passion. They hate Russia just as much as they hate the United States of America. The Democrats do. But if you were out there screaming that you are Russian, and you're protesting like this, they most definitely would have you locked up. They said that you're a traitor to the country. How dare you say that you're Russian? But they don't want to lock these people up. These evil Democrats, they're supporting people going out there calling themselves Hamas. And then they get arrested. But what it comes down to, all this is the Summer of Love 2.0. That's all that this is. Summer of Love 2.0. These are in California. This one's in California. I think the last one I played for you in California, it didn't tell me in the captions or nothing, so I can't verify. Don't hold it against me. But I know this one is in California. At least that's what they're saying in the caption for it. And, of course, California, the idiots in California that been indoctrinated by the guy, like the guy I showed you in the very beginning of this video. If you just tuned in, I'm sorry you missed it. You have to go back and watch it when it's done. I guess you can rewind in real time. That option should be there. But you're not going to want to miss this right here, because this is what's happening in California. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in various parts across the country. Why? It's Summer of Love 2.0. They've been working on this. They can't do the same thing with George Floyd. I mean, they don't have a George Floyd to do it with right now. They can't get one. So what's the next best thing? And I said this months ago when this first started coming about. This is it right here. This is going to be their Summer of Love. Look at this chaos. And you know, the thing is, me being who I am, I like going to that environment.
You do.
I like going to that environment. But you know, I would show up with my I Stand With Israel t-shirt. I have on my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Because, see, I've always, even before all of this came out like this, I've always been a supporter of Israel because I believe what God's word says. And on my website, I have a T-shirt that says, I Stand With Israel. You want to put it up on the screen real quick and I'll show it to people. Just for those of you know that I'm being for real here, that I'm being sincere. I'm serious about this, right? So on my website, let me go put it right here. This is my website. My producer, she's going to it right now. Is that it right there?
Yep.
So, yeah, if you click on it, yeah, it's the hat and the T-shirt. You know, I need to get that hat.
Yeah,
I actually forgot we had
the hat, too.
The hat looks awesome.
We don't even know what we're doing here.
The hat looks awesome. So, hey, I need another shirt because I've already worn out my other one. So, I need to get it. Can you get me another shirt?
Look at that.
And the hat.
The hat looks really good,
dude,
too.
I forgot we had that hat. Look how handsome or beautiful that hat is, however you want to look at it. So, UniteAmericaFirst.com. See, this is who I am. I would go wearing that. But, see, that's what I want to do. And I didn't even know it was happening here in UT, or I would have been down there. I should have been down there. I think it's probably going to still go on, so maybe this weekend. Do you think they're going to be, you know, you think they'll be there this weekend, or you think they're going to take time off? But I don't know.
I really don't know.
Actually, I don't know. You know what? I thought about being there. But then when I found out that they were not allowing people, if you were not students, to be on the UT campus.
Oh.
So they've been really locking
actually,
it down.
Actually, they said that Texas, of all of them,
locked it down.
They actually had 57 arrests, literally locked them up.
Really?
Yesterday.
Right. Well, good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them. Because I was under an impression that I could go down there, but then I saw some reports that were saying that if you don't have a student ID or anything, they're not allowing you. But if you have student ID and you're acting stupid like this, they're going to lock you up.
That's actually good because it's safety for the students, too, even though the students are acting stupid.
Yeah, not allowing people
but
to go there.
But if you're Jew, it don't matter what you are, you're not safe.
Yeah, and do you think these people, let me ask y'all,
it's funny how they let media on, though, right? Like, they let media on,
well,
but not.
I guess I could take my media pass.
Anybody can take a media pass.
Yeah, let me ask y'all in the comments here really quick. Do y'all think they're here to be peaceful? I'm looking at the comments. I got the comments on the screen right now, and I'm just kind of curious. And I see the comments right here. I've been asking this question. I asked a question on my LFA broadcast, and I also asked a question when I was live on Lindell TV. So I'm just kind of curious. Do y'all think this is all peaceful? Right? Do y'all think it's peaceful? Because I know most people looking at it and say, of course, the Democrats are not being peaceful. And if you can't comment and you're watching right now, because I know a lot of people watch and they can't comment, just create your free Rumble account. Create your free Rumble account and you can chime in. Please create it. I'm not going anywhere. You got a little time. You can go ahead and do it right now. And while you, when then after you do it, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. But yeah, look at this. People in there, Jammer saying nope. Lucretia says heck no. And then you have, let me see, Blue Thunder, nope. And then GLK says absolutely not, nope. And then Amy says no, it's not peaceful. And then Sooner says no peace, Will. No justice, no peace. And the interesting thing, these people out there screaming, no justice, no peace. They're doing the exact same thing that they were doing the Summer of Love 1.0.
I'm not sure what's going on, but you have Edna on the chat. She says, Will must not have heard about the black man that died after the police put their knee on his back. He said he couldn't breathe and he died. The police did not start CPR right away. So there's your
son. Is she talking about the criminal George Floyd that had drugs in his system?
Yeah.
And I watched that video. Now, when you do stupid things, you win stupid prizes. Now, at the same time, the video, when it was horrifying to watch.
I mean, the police officer should have given CPR.
I admit that it was horrifying to watch.
But he perpetuated that situation.
Of course. He went into the store with a fake $20 bill, which they don't ever want to bring up.
Yeah.
He was dealing drugs. He went to his girlfriend's house and pointed a gun at her pregnant belly. They don't ever want
to
bring up.
You know how to act with police.
And then across the country, which had nothing to do with the criminal George Floyd, guess what happened? The Summer of Love erupted. What in the world does St. Louis have to do with George Floyd? Absolutely nothing. And don't give me a word. This is police brutality against black people. I'm black. I've been pulled over by so many police officers more than you. I guarantee it. More than you. I've been pulled over so many times by the police officer. I'm going to add a chapter in that in my book.
How'd you survive, Will?
How did I survive?
Yeah.
I didn't act ignorant. Let me say that again. I didn't act ignorant. I kept my composure. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And I've had some radical police officers pull me over. Just be calm.
Oh, she's saying it just happened today.
Just be calm. Just be calm.
She said it just happened
today.
Well,
then I'm pretty sure he should. I mean, look, it happens all the time. It happens to white people, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so many of these things we've heard. Where they come out and they said the first thing is everybody rallies to the victim.
Yes.
Right? And says, oh, they're the victim.
And then,
but when the truth comes out, they once again perpetuated the situation.
Yep.
Like you said, when you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Now, does that mean that it's always fair? No.
No.
But
I
just
mean,
don't even put yourself
I've
in that position.
I've seen videos where cops have been completely in the wrong and shouldn't have done what they've done. Look at this one. Let's look at this video here. You see the guy right there in the middle. Have y'all seen this video? There's a guy right there in the middle. He has on what they call a live view. That's one of those packs that they have the camera on where they send it to the network station, wherever it is in the world. It connects the satellites. Boom. You have connection. Well, it connects the towers. And it connects that way, and you can send a video feed. You see it all the time, right? We're a lot here lately. Well, watch the camera guy, right? Watch the camera guy. And because a lot of people saying this was police brutality against the guy just working with the camera, with the network. Watch this. I think he's what, Fox 7? Watch. Have you seen his video, Jenny?
Yeah, you showed it to me.
Watch this, everybody. Watch. Watch. See, look at the camera guy. Then watch the police officer. Oh. Now, why do you think the police officers did this to the camera guy, to the media? Why do you think they did that? Because right now, all over the media, all over the news, they're saying, oh my goodness, the police officers, they're beating up the media now too. They're beating up the press. Really? So let's just go, let's look at this really quick. Let's go back, okay? We're going to do this in real time. I'm going to do this in real time for people that didn't see this. Because see, this is what happens all the time. They're automatically saying it's the police officers. Now look, you see the guy right there. What does he do with the camera? He lunges the camera at one of the police officers. For some reason, all the people saying the police brutality, they leave that part out. Let me play it again for you. Watch. Look at him. Right there. He lunges the camera. I don't know how. Let me make it full screen for you. Look, watch this. He lunges the camera. Why? What is he doing? Is he trying to get a better shot? Did you know on those cameras they have a little thing called zoom? He can zoom in to the shot. He doesn't have to lunge the camera like that. And that's the reason why the police officer yanked him and threw him down on the ground because he saw him hit another police officer with it. And then he turns around and says someone pushed him. Do you see anybody pushing him, Shannon? Look. Look, everybody, watch. Look, there he is. Watch. He lunged it, and then a cop pulls him over. Now, who pushed him? Nobody pushed him. Nobody pushed him. Watch. So after all of this, now the camera guy is going to become a victim after we just saw him lunge the camera at him.
Who are you with?
I'm with Fox 7.
Fox 7? Yeah, what's your name?
Carlos.
Carlos, what do you think of this?
I think it's they were pushing me, and they say that I hit an officer. I didn't hit an officer. They were pushing. You know what I mean? They were pushing me.
Whatever. There was nobody behind him.
There was nobody behind him.
We're going to send attorneys to you.
There was nobody behind him.
Has this ever happened?
No, this never happened to me. You know what I mean? I was just covering things.
Did you tell them you were the press?
Yeah, I told them that I was the press. This one says I was hitting an officer. I was not hitting nobody.
He hit the officer with the camera. He hit the police officer. Now, let me ask you. Let me put the comments on the screen here because I want to know. Do y'all think I'm wrong? Did y'all see what I saw? Did y'all see the camera being lunged at him? Now, I'm going to get into that section really quick one more time, then I'm going to move on from this because I think it's just important that people see this. Okay? Here, I'm gonna cut it up here real time, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to slow this clip down. I'm going to have to make it a nest real quick. I'm going to slow this clip down, and when I slow this clip down, I want you to tell me what you see because I was asking people before because everyone jumped on it really quick saying, oh, my goodness, look at the police brutality, the police brutality.
I mean, that's what people do, right? Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, the police brutality. So, yeah. Yep, I saw the camera a-hole lunge at the officer, right? People saw it. Yep. One person said, yep, I saw what he did. Now, look, I slowed it down. I slowed it down because I think it's really important because he's with Fox 7. He's probably, after they look at it, he's probably going to lose his job. He should have never done it in the first place. I wouldn't do that. Right? So, look, I slowed it down. And I can slow it down more if I need to. But watch this. Here he comes. Now, watch what he does. His camera's on his shoulder. Right there. Right there. Did you see it? Look, right there. Watch. Because you can see his arm even extending. And that's the reason why the police officer didn't randomly just pick him out of the crowd. He has the camera on his shoulder. All of the other people, the pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists right there, why would they just single out the camera guy and yank him and throw him on the ground? Because he lunged and hit him with the camera. And the police officer saw it. And he must have done it twice. The reason, and because he's off camera, because I don't know if y'all can see the police officer there. Let me make it full screen here. Look at this. And you know what? I'm going to see if I can make it a little bit bigger here. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger here because I think it's really important. Okay, now watch this. Watch this. Watch. He's going to lunge the camera right there and see that police officer that's right there on the screen. He didn't see that first lunge. Watch what happens here. He must have done it again because this time he yanks him and pulls him down. Y'all see that? So you don't do that. You don't hit police officers. I don't care. You can be upset with police officers. I mean, police officers can be doing the wrong. At that point, what you do, you get out your phone and you record it so then they can see what the police officer is doing because police officers have lost their jobs when they've done wrong in the past. But you don't with your camera, lunge at a police officer, try to bring harm to that police officer because you don't like the fact that he's stopping these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorist supporters at these campuses. Right? Okay. I just wanted to show that. We're going to move on. Now, this is a part of the reason, this young lady here is part of the reason why this is all a setup. The reason, like this, talking about the Summer of Love, talking about how they're transitioning children, all this sickness. This young lady, her name is Bridget. I've seen her many, many years ago. But she lays it all out. It's kind of a long video. That's actually the short version of it. But I encourage you, if you know who she is, and you know what, find her on X. This is where I saw it earlier. It's like 25-minute video, but she goes into complete detail. She's been actually hammering what these evil Muslims have been doing all of this time. But listen to this, because she lays it out.
Hello, everybody. I'm Brigitte Gabrielle. I am holding in my hand the Muslim Brotherhood Plan for North America, written in 5/22/1991. This is their plan, titled مذكرة تفسيرية للهدف الاستراتيجي العام في أمريكا الشمالية. This is about their explanation on how they're going to take over the West, their 100-year plan to infiltrate and dominate the West and establish an Islamic government on earth. This plan was presented as evidence in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the largest terrorism trial ever in the history of the United States, where our government handed down 108 guilty verdicts to Muslim Americans and Muslim organizations in America, raising money in the United States and sending it overseas to support terrorist activity overseas. And I'm going to read you a paragraph about their intention in the United States and how they describe their work. Number 4 of the paragraph is titled, Understanding the Role of the Muslim Brother in North America. And it says, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, which is the Arabic word for brothers, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and Allah's religion is made victorious over all other religion. As you can see, they don't mince words. They don't beat around the bush. They tell you exactly what they want to do. They go in detail in this booklet talking about how they are going to implement their plan and the organizations that they had set up in the United States in order for them to advance their plan in America. And here are the names of some of the organizations. They give the names of 29 organizations set up in America to do that. So I'm going to read you some of the names. ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America. If the name sounds familiar, it's because ISNA used to be advisors to President Obama about Middle East policy. So now you understand where signing the nuclear deal with Iran came from and why Obama was all over himself trying to appeal to the Iranian regime, even them sending them pallets of cash in the middle of the night on an airplane, landing in an airport in the middle of the night, millions and billions of our tax dollars.
Y'all remember that? This is more. She's breaking it all down. See, Obama is still there, which we all aware of, right? Obama didn't go anywhere. He's just working Joe with an earpiece as much as possible. Joe can, you know, stand it, you know, through the teleprompter and everything. But she's laying it out. I remember when the pallet of money ended up on the tarmac and what the government state media had nothing to say about it. They would say, but that was their money. It was their money. He was just giving them back their money. Really? And then Joe Biden just comes in and he picks back up where Obama left off. And look at the world now. They are deliberately doing this. They're deliberately doing it.
Number 2 on the list is the MSA, the Muslim Student Association. The Muslim Student Association has chapters all over American universities. So today when you are watching all these demonstrators on our American universities screaming death to the Jews, we hate the Jews, from the river to the sea, Gaza will be free or Palestine will be free. Now you understand where that is coming from. Number 8 on the list is the North American Islamic Trust. The North American Islamic Trust owns 90% of mosques in the United States. Number 22 on the list is IAP, Islamic Association for Palestine, which later became CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Now, when you read all this stuff, you think to yourself, how can this happen? Does our government know about this stuff? We've been talking, I have been talking about these things for over 15 years. This is detailed in my book, They Must Be Stopped, which came out in 2008, detailing this plan. When I used to talk about these things, I was accused of being an Islamophobe. People called me a hater. Nobody wanted to listen. When I was warning about the Muslim student associations on college campuses and the money coming from the Middle East funding a social study department, a political science department, and appointing professors who are anti-America and anti-Israel to teach that Israel is evil, America is bad, and the Islamic world is the underdog, and the Palestinians are the oppressed, nobody wanted to listen. Nobody wanted to pay attention. So today when you see all these people organized on the streets in the United States, hating Israel, hating the Jewish people, hating America, tearing down American flags and the pro-Palestinian demonstrations in New York City, now you understand where that is coming from.
Now, it's like now people are finally understanding. And you know what? It's actually getting a lot worse. It's actually they're gonna push more and more for this crazy. This is the summer of love that they've been wanting. They needed something, but this is not the only thing that the Democrats are gonna do. They're gonna do a lot more. They have a lot more coming. And do you think that people should be arrested if they're saying that they are now Hamas? Because we already, like I mentioned earlier, Google, even on Google, they are labeled as a terrorist organization. So if you're a terrorist organization, why are they not arresting them? The FBI arrested grandmothers for being in D.C. on January the 6th, not even doing anything. Arresting grandmothers, putting people on the terrorist watch list for January the 6th when they just wanted their grievances heard. But in this case, because they're saying they're Hamas, you hear nothing.
There was a protester who was wearing a red keffiyeh, covering his face, showing us a logo of Hamas, basically trying to instigate something. I think people have probably seen that photo going around of that individual, basically claiming that he is a member of Hamas. And so, you know, this is what, you know, we're going through. We have, you know, protesters who are claiming to be members of Hamas, claiming to align with their ideology, which is to kill Jews on our campus. And I think there was one thing that was crazy to me is about a week ago, or not a week ago, a couple days ago when the protest started, I was walking to meet with some of my friends, and I called them to see where they were, and one of them said, oh, hey, you know, he's not Jewish, I am. He said, oh, the protests are kind of crazy right now, you know, you should walk with a friend. Which I didn't really think anything of it at the time, but it's kind of crazy to me now that even some of my friends are realizing that it's unsafe for me to be walking, to be a Jewish student and just to be walking around.
So this is like the 1940s for Jewish people, but here in the United States of America. And who's doing it? The same mindset, the same evil, demonic leftist group in Nazi Germany, they're doing it again here in the United States of America. Is it just a coincidence? Am I off mark here? The same people that, and I mentioned this before, the same people that didn't want the Central High kids, black kids going to Central High, are the same people that's targeting the Jewish people today. But then these same people, it's the Democrats, these leftists, these progressives, these same people, they're quick to say that all of you, because you're a MAGA Republican, you're the biggest threat to the country. They're quick to say that. They're quick to say that you are a domestic terrorist. If you are a parent and you go to a school board meeting and you don't want them pushing CRT or this perversion onto your children, they're saying that you're a domestic terrorist. But then you actually have people calling themselves Hamas and they don't want to label them terrorists here. Make that make sense. What was once considered good is now considered evil. And what was once considered evil is now considered good. That's the world we live in. And it's actually getting a lot worse, and it's going to grow a lot worse. It's going to grow. But this is Texas here. Here's another one I want to share with you. This is Texas. And you can see right here, they're marching in. And of course, the left, they see these police officers marching in like this. And what do you think goes through their mind? What do you think goes through their mind, Shannon, when the left sees this? Oh, my goodness, there are militants. The militant police are coming in. And it's mostly peaceful. It's mostly peaceful. There's no reason to bring the police in, Shannon. You know what they're saying, Shannon? Because the police are here, they're saying that the police are a threat.
Yeah, they feel unsafe.
They're saying that the pro-Hamas Palestinian terror supporters feel unsafe. Look at this. They're coming in thick, too. This is what I like to see. I like to see the police officers come in there and break up these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists.
Yep, they're pushing them off of
the campus. They're pushing them out. You gotta go. They're saying, don't mess with Texas.
And they started pushing them. And yeah. This one girl's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, move.
Yeah.
Move.
I'm sure they told them.
Get out the way. Move. Get out the way. You know the rest. Move. This is what I like to see. Because most of the time you don't see this. What you typically see, you see them pushing conservatives, MAGA Republicans, Christians. You normally see police officers pushing us back. And the main reason why you see them pushing us back, because we easily comply. These people, they don't easily comply. That's why they show up in force. They got on a riot gear. They're ready to go into battle with these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists. They need to get them. And I'm sorry. You know what? I say use rubber bullets on them, too. Use rubber bullets. But here's another
one. At some of the colleges, they did. I think in California.
Actually, let me come back to this one.
You know, California be using those rubber bullets.
Yeah. This is not it either. Did I not put it in here? Or maybe this is it. There's one on here where they're actually using the rubber bullets. I think this is not it either. I thought I had it. Watch.
Now look at these people are fighting the police.
Yeah,
they're literally fighting the police. And then they go, oh, they're being violent. Well, you're not cooperating. One, you're breaking the law. They're trying to get you to do what you're supposed to do. You're fighting them and you're saying they're violent.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fight
people like this.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fight them. Right? You're just supposed to. They find it okay to fight them.
Look at him. I mean, he's resisting.
Yep. They find it okay to fight him.
And then they want to know, why'd you hurt me?
Yeah, then they scream victim. Ow! Ow!
You've seen it so many times.
Ow! Ow! You hurt me.
Will, what is that white and black headdress that they're wearing? What does that symbolize? I believe somebody told us at one time.
It's Palestinian.
Yeah, it's Palestinian, right?
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but it's Palestinian. It's one of the headgear that they constantly wear, right? It's Palestinian. But let me play this one for you. There was one, I thought I had it, but they were using rubber bullets on them. Pop, 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 and they started screaming, "Oh, my goodness, what are you doing?" And they were all scrambling around.
They're all the same.
Hands off! Hands off!
Hands off!
So they're here they are fighting with these police officers, right? And here's the one I was talking. Is this one? No, that one. Here they are fighting with these police officers, and they shouldn't be fighting with them. They should just leave, right? Because the only reason why police officers are there is because they're being violent towards Jewish people. I mean, what is that about? And I've actually had conversation with some people, and they still are unable to make the connection. Jewish people of all people. I mean, these Jewish people that live here in America, they've been here many years, and they're targeting these people. It had nothing to do with it. That's like if a black person go and robs someone in their home, which they do. You know, they've been doing this, especially these illegals. Let me put it this way. These illegals come in and they go and they rob these homes, and they happen to be from South America. Do we want to hold everyone from South America at that level? Like, they're just criminals? We don't do that. We don't do that. It's that individual. But these people, they're targeting Jewish people just because they're Jewish. Do you understand? You can't hold... Just because you have somebody stupid out there that's black and they do something stupid, you can't hold Will Johnson for it. I mean, I don't even know that black person. But that's what they're doing. They hold Jewish people responsible, and they're holding Christians responsible for their misery. Now, what I mentioned earlier, with all these police officers showing up, listen to what the left is saying about this. The left is saying that, my goodness, these police officers showing up is kind of threatening. Listen, typical liberals.
These moments sometimes of... law enforcement moving in actually create sometimes a moment of escalation.
You hear that? When they move in, it creates moments of escalation. It's just, and you know what it made me think about when I first heard that? January the 6th, it was 100% peaceful. I mean, they were singing, they were praying, and then all of a sudden, no one was throwing anything. No one was being violent at all. Then all of a sudden, the cops just out of nowhere started shooting rubber bullets and pepper spray into the crowd that was singing and praying. You understand? So, of course, it's going to become chaotic. And from the feds that were involved in it, people followed along and people got in trouble. You understand what I'm saying? It's the same thing. But here, listen to her. Listen.
These moments sometimes of law enforcement moving in actually create sometimes a moment of escalation.
Sometimes creates a moment of escalation. Listen to this other one.
We cannot put police officers, especially non-university police officers, as we've seen in some of these jurisdictions, just out there fully armed, terrifying students. We don't have to treat the protesters as enemies. We don't want to get to DEFCON 1, you know, in an hour.
Really? Really? So don't do this. Don't look, don't send any police officers out there because they're feeling threatened. We don't need to go to DEFCON 1. Allow these students to get angry and to start tearing up stuff. We need another summer of love. Right there, you heard it. When I heard that, I'm like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. They actually let it come out their mouth. They actually said it came out the pie hole of the Democrat. Straight up. Trying to say that it's wrong to send in police officers to bring order. Law and order. It's wrong of them. Because now they're feeling scared. They're feeling intimidated. They feel threatened. Really? Really? They shouldn't have been there in the first place. Isn't it kind of interesting? Or is it just me? Is it interesting that they're showing up on these college campuses where they've been indoctrinating these kids for the longest? And now these kids, after they've been indoctrinated, getting indoctrinated, and now they're on these college campuses threatening other students when they're supposed to have these safe space. We need a safe space. We need safe space. And some of these Jewish kids that are feeling terrified of going because of these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists, some of them were just falling right into place with the whole wokeism. Now they're on the other end of that. Do you think that the wokeism has infested the people, these young adults that are Jewish? Do you think the wokeism has affected them so much that they still don't grasp exactly what's happening here? And be like, oh my goodness, we'll just have to wait until it dies down and then we'll go back to being woke. Or do you think they're going to say, wait a minute, a light bulb? You know, for me, I would think a light bulb would go off and say, wait a minute, this is the same group of people that I was just having lunch with. Same group of people that we were just on the same team. Whatever it is, right? These are the same group of people that I just went to a party with. These are the same group of people that sit in the same classroom with me. And now they're saying that they are Hamas and they're targeting me. Huh. Maybe I should stop supporting this. And it's not even just at the college level. I've seen videos where these Jewish people are highly upset about what the Democrat Party has been doing. They're more concerned about getting Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar supporters than they are the Jewish supporters. And it's been the Jewish community that's been pouring millions of dollars into the Democrat Party. The only reason why Joe Biden was acting like he was with Israel when this first all popped off on October 7th, because they know that the Jewish community pours a lot of money into the Democrat Party and they don't want that money to go away. But at the same time, you have a lot of Muslims organizations. They're pouring millions of dollars into these universities as well. So these universities and colleges, they're like caught between, like, what do we do? We need to allow them to have free speech because then the Muslim community will start giving us money, but we need to think about the Jewish community because they're giving us money too. It's all about money for them. But right now the people that's losing out are the Jewish community, and this is by design. I think they're done. I think they're getting ready to push them out because the whole Islamic Brotherhood, the whole thing with this Islamic terrorist takeover in the United States of America is at the doorstep. And a lot of people are looking at Joe Biden, they're looking at the Democrats, looking at what's happening with Mike Johnson, they're looking at Capitol Hill, and they're not paying attention to what's happening with these people calling themselves Hamas Palestinian terrorists in the United States of America. And the more that goes, the more it infests and is growing. This chaos that we're seeing wasn't, you know, it started the other day, but it's like escalating and it's spreading across the country. And I saw another video and I'm kicking myself that I didn't get it. This dude is a Muslim. He got up there and I saved it, but I didn't bring it up. This guy, Muslim in New York, saying, the next 3 days, we need more people out all across this country. We are Hamas. He said the next 3 days is very important. And then I got to thinking, what is he talking about the next 3 days? What's so important about these 3 days? Well, this was the day before yesterday when I saw this. And it just so happened to be Passover in Israel. So they're coordinating it with that. It's Passover. So because it's Passover, they're wanting the chaos to kick up. They don't want any Jewish kids to celebrate their time at these schools. Because, you know, like, you know, Cinco de Mayo, you know, when they have that, people, colleges have that, right? They do that, and Christmas, and we do that, and then some of the other ones, we do that. Even Ramadans, they just had that, and at these colleges, they were doing that, right? But now that it's Passover, nope, shut it down. Shut it down. And a lot of people are not even putting that together. Oh, I didn't even know that. And see, I'm sitting there talking to my producer. I said, you know what? I look at this stuff all day long, and it becomes overwhelming a lot of times. And see, I just shared a segment of the stuff that I had that I've talked about today. Just a segment of it. I don't have, you know, I could be on here another 2 hours and show you fresh content, just so much stuff, crap going on. Our country, the United States of America, they are purposely putting us in this position. And I've told people before, I said, they need the chaos. They need the animosity. The Democrats want the chaos so then they can try to swoop in and try to act like they're there to save the day. They let no crisis go to waste. You've heard that expression. I've talked about it so many times. We are seeing them put our country in a situation that should not be. Don't forget, there's all these terrorists that have already crossed the southern border. These sleeper cells, they're all just waiting. They're all waiting to get their orders to strike. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, just the other week, he came out and said that we are expecting to see another attack like another 9/11 attack in the United States of America. What that is, they don't know. But he's already put it out there, so when it happens, he can say, look, We told the public, but he's not doing anything to shut down the border either. Look, they're saying, look, we warned you. It's at your own discretion now. We warned you. Be warned. Be warned. All right, everybody, that is it for me. Thank you so much for being here. I do want to say really quick, because of the chaos that's happening, I want to bring one more thing to your attention. And I look at it all the time right here. And a lot of people are saying, Will, it's so expensive. It's so expensive. You know, they're talking about insurance can be really expensive too. This is a satellite phone. And I've talked to my family members. I talked to my mom. And I'm telling her, I said, Mom, based on what we're seeing, the stuff that we're seeing, it's getting really stupid out there. I had a conversation with my mom today, and she's looking at all this. She go, all this stuff that's happening on these college campuses. And she says, but they keep going after Trump. And she's not a Trump supporter. She's not a Trump supporter. And she asked me, she said, but they're still doing with all this other stuff going on. And she said, they're putting Trump at the forefront. And I said, Mom, I said, you know why they're doing this. I said, look, I'm not, I said, do you need me to tell you? And I said, actually, you don't need me to tell you why they're doing this. You know why they're doing this. And she go, yeah. She said, yeah, actually, I do know why. She said, you know, sometimes she admitted, she said, I just don't want to hear it. I said, but Mom, it's going to get a lot worse. So then I was telling her about these satellite phones. I said, look, I'm encouraging you and Dad to get one of these. I'm asking you. And I told her, and she wrote it down. Go to prepgearplus.com. I said, look at the phone.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no drop calls.
Sorry, that's not what I want to do there. I meant to, where'd it go? Oh, I thought you had that on the website. Okay, yeah, here it is. This is what I want to show you. If you go to prepgear, Put the lower third back for me. That's my bad. I started playing that too soon. But I was telling everyone, if you go to prepgearplus.com, go check it out. See if this is something that you want. Just start looking into it. Start preparing. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you're preppers. I didn't used to be a prepper. Right? Until I started really paying attention to what's going on. You don't know when the earthquake's going to hit, the tornado, the hurricane. You don't know when it's going to hit, the natural disasters. They just remember just the other week that the phone service went down. Y'all remember that? Woke up, AT&T wasn't working, Verizon wasn't working, couldn't call 911. But you know what was working? The satellite phone. I look at it as insurance. I look at it as insurance. Peace of mind. Peace of mind. And I've been telling everyone, if you go to prepgearplus.com and you pick up one of these cell phones, I want to get your number and I'm going to share my satellite number with you so we can be in communication. Because I've had people in years and years. Will, how do we communicate when it all hits the fan? I got a solution now. So just go look it out. Of course, not everyone think that they're going to need it, right? And I get it. You know, there's a lot of things we don't think we need until we need it.
There's a bivy stick, too. You can see the bivy stick right there.
And there's the bivy stick. The bivy stick will connect to the satellite. And that bivy stick, you can send text.
Yeah.
You can send your GPS coordination, and you can send text with that bivy stick.
You can send it to a cell phone.
You can send it to a sat phone.
Yeah.
So the satellite phone is not the only option. There's other options there as well. So
check it out.
Prepgearplus.com. Check it out. And at the same time, this is something that you're helping me with, you know, because it is a sponsor of my broadcast. So go check it out. All right, everybody, that is it for me. Thank you so much. God bless you, everybody. See you tomorrow. It's Friday. We're going to take phone calls tomorrow.
Are we?
Y'all want me to take phone calls? I will take phone calls tomorrow. Y'all want to call me?
We'll see.
You want to call me?
We'll see tomorrow.
We'll see if you want to call me or not. I don't bite too hard. I do bite, though. Not too hard, though.
Nah.
All right, everybody. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to prepgearplus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit prepgearplus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.